This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Amtrak is continuing its cancellations of long-distance passenger service in much of the country as a freight rail worker strike looms. In Colorado, neither Amtrak's Southwest Chief nor California Zephyr is running. Ken Murphy, owner of the outfitter Glenwood Adventure Company, expects it to impact his business and the economy of Glenwood Springs.
We're resilient. We'll get through it. It's an inconvenience right now, not only for us as business owners, but it's a huge inconvenience for visitors that were planning to come to Glenwood Springs or past Glenwood Springs that now can't access the area by train.
Amtrak plans to suspend all long-distance routes tomorrow until further notice. The man accused of killing an Arvada police officer made his first appearance in court this morning. 31-year-old Sonny Almanza faces a first-degree murder charge for allegedly shooting Officer Dylan Vakoff last weekend. He's also accused of injuring a woman during the confrontation with police. She went to the hospital with gunshot wounds but is expected to recover. Almanza is being held without bond. His other charges include attempted murder, child abuse, and possession of a weapon by a previous offender. A third person has died this year while hiking in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
Alamosa Volunteer Search and Rescue identified Justin Segrin on social media this weekend. Segrin fell and died during his descent from Blanca Peak last week. Rescuers recovered his body with helicopter assistance from Flight for Life. In August, a man fell and died near the Crestone Traverse, and in July, a man died after reaching the summit of Kit Carson Peak. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
This is CPR News.